Okay, just want to close your eyes for a moment. I was just thinking there during the worship, when I was a kid at our house, on top of the house there was this massive wooden pole that stuck up, and I never knew what it was for years, but it was a pole, yeah, it's like a thing. It was a lightning conductor. Do you remember them? Houses used to have lightning conductors. Anyway, so you just want to close your eyes for a moment. I just want you to lift one hand right up in the air. Lift one hand right up in the air. Father in heaven, I just pray for my brothers and sisters in here right now, and for myself, Lord, that you would speak to us tonight. We tap into heaven, we reach into heaven. Heaven isn't thousands of miles away. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus says. And Lord, we come to you and we lift our hands right into the throne room of heaven, and we connect to you, Lord, with all of your power and all you have to say to us, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay. Okay, just so you know where we're at with a couple of things. At the prayer meeting last week, Martin said that one of the things we're praying for is that over the next 24 months, a couple of things happen. One is that we get upstairs, the building. Apparently the lease for the back room is in the post, on its way to Ian, for Ian to check over. What we want is we want upstairs. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it's massive. It's just awesome. If you wanted to sit down and design a church building, it's there. And we want to grow to 1,000 members. So that's the plan over the next 2 years. So that's something to pray for. And, okay, did anybody over the last couple of months, during the month in January and since then, who received the gift of tongues? Anybody who didn't have the gift of tongues? Who received the gift of tongues? Alice? Awesome. Anyone else? Receive the gift of tongues. No, you're right. Okay. With the books, who managed to read the book about William Carey? Who's read that? A couple of you have read that. Okay. Yeah, no, they don't get a round of applause for that. Awesome. No, it's not a short book. Okay, somebody tell us about that book. Have you read it before?
No, I haven't read it before.
Tell us about it.
It was just about the life of William Carey and the sufferings that he went through and his family went through. And what did it do for me? It told me about somebody I didn't know about before. I found it a bit cold going, quite honestly. You know, I'm just being honest. Yeah, it was the way it was written, I think. I got more out of the other one, that Bill Hybels one. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, you know. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the cloud of many witnesses, and, you know, you can read about some of these people. I find it inspiring in that sense. Well done. Okay. So, the main scripture I'm going to go through today, we're on evangelism now. So, we've done the Holy Spirit. Now we're on the gospel. Okay, just that as a visual aid there for you. You know, we're going to talk about evangelism this month and how to evangelize. And I'm just going to kind of set the scene for that. Tonight, next week is Martin. The week after that, we've got Pete and Helen Conroy, good friends of ours. And then the week after that, it's me again, where I'm going to talk specifically in the final week about giving our testimonies and stuff like that. So so the main scripture I'm going to read tonight is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 21. And I'll read that to you. And we've got an activation at the end which the Holy Spirit gave me earlier on today, which was interesting. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Chapter 5, verse 14, yeah. Okay, so, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore, all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Okay. So, God reaching out to us through Jesus Christ, he makes a decision that he wants to be in a relationship with us. He can't come close to us because of our sin, and that's going to cause us serious problems. If Almighty Holy God came close to us when we were in sin, we'd have been snuffed out. Okay, and we couldn't come close to him at that point, but he wants to rescue us. So he's on an all-out mission to rescue us, and he sent Jesus to do that for him, to reconcile us to him, to get rid of our sin. So it's not like in a court case where, you know, opponent number one gets their solicitor to fight on their behalf, and the other person gets another solicitor to fight on their behalf, and they're making two different arguments. It's different. This is like this in the old age, the ancient world, where they'd have an arbiter, somebody who would arbitrate between the two groups. And the aim was that the arbiter would have something in common with the first person, would have something in common with them that connected them to them, so that person trusted them absolutely to represent them absolutely 100%. But then the person would also need to be connected to the second person as well, to have something in common with them, so that person trusted them 100%, so they could absolutely represent them and bring those two groups together. And that person for us, obviously, is Jesus, who is absolutely fully God, but he's also fully man as well. And it's Jesus who, through his death on the cross, God saw his death on the cross, turned his back on him, God forsaken by God. Amazing. And Jesus dies for our sin. And that reconciliation, as far as God is concerned, is absolute. It is done. Okay? And then when we confess our sins and give up ourselves, if you like, and surrender completely to God and accept what Jesus has done for us on the cross and all our sins are removed, we kind of, then the reconciliation is made complete between us and him, the atonement. Absolutely, fully complete in that moment. Okay, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and then gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So sometimes people say, oh, I'm just waiting to find out what my call of God is on my life, and just waiting to find out what God wants me to do. And it's like, read that scripture, because this is it.